Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, are you feeling okay today?
Yeah, Patrick, I feel great. In fact, I've been enjoying our Best of 2019 shows immensely. I'm really getting into some of these picks.
Yeah, I noticed.
Is there something wrong?
Well, no, but it's going to be hard for me to concentrate on the podcast with you wearing that fringed eye mask.
It was Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us this week is...
Bradford Naylor.
Thank you, Brad.
Brad. And we're highlighting...
Thanks for having me, guys.
Listeners who tell us about their favorite music of 2019. Mm-hmm. This is a whole month of content, right?
Great. Really, really great.
Love it.
Love it.
We've heard a lot of great stuff, and let's just continue that ride
today,
right? Let's go to this first call.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, this is Dave from Kenosha. Just wanted to let you know what my favorite records from last year were. And certainly played a lot of the latest from Iron and Wine and Calyxo, Yola, Them Cooley Boys from the state of Wisconsin, The Replacements reissue with that live show from UWM, which is fantastic. But the record I played the most, the Orville Peck record. The mix of Roy Orbison, Elvis, classic country filtered through a David Lynch movie. Just kept going back and back to. Just a fun listen every time, and I discovered something new each and every time I listened to it. So, wonderful record, and look forward to getting the mixtape. Thanks a lot. Love the show, and keep it going. Thanks. Bye. The
sun goes down another dreamless night. You're right by my side. You wake me up. You say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly. As we fly. Dark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high. Spend Johnny's cash, hitch another ride. We laugh until we cry. You say go fast, I say hold on tight.
Okay, that is Dead of Night off of the album Pony by Orville Peck. We've heard Orville Peck mentioned by more than one caller in this series. So do you want to talk about Orville at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's one of the most, if not the most original album that probably came out last year. The mix of sounds, which I think were described really well there.
You know,
Elvis, Roy Orbison, and yet it's got that sort of mystery of David Lynchian feel.
Yes.
With kind of a
exactly.
modern beat
exactly.
to it. Yeah.
That
little Jim Morrison in there.
Yes.
Too.
Oh, there
yeah.
you go.
Good
Very
call.
Well said.
And also kind of girl groupy in the sense of like that song in particular has that Be My Baby beat to it.
Yeah. The full spectre wall of sound beat.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And of course the fact that he wears a fringed cowboy mask also adds to his originality and uniqueness.
Yeah.
People are starting now to speculate about his identity, but we do know that Orville Peck is a pseudonym, and the artist comes from Canada, but he's really kind of swept into a lot of people's minds this year with Pony, his first album. So just incredibly unique, and I love it, man. It's one of those things when you listen to it, you're like, I can't turn this off. Is that all there is? I want more of it. So
yeah,
it's really fun.
Yeah, great record. Obviously, a lot of people really like it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Check that out.
And I will quickly say Kenosha, I'm just learning now, is between Chicago and Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
And not that far from Madison. I visited Milwaukee earlier this year and really liked it a lot. So next time I'll drop by Kenosha and say hi.
Say hi to David Leedy.
David Leedy.
So
thank you, David.
Another thing I really like about this series that we do in particular is that we hear some new voices to the show.
That's great.
So people who might not otherwise call in, they want to share their favorite music, but also I think they want to get the mixtape.
That's right.
Right. So that's why they're calling in. So this is good.
It is really, really good. And I love I love the Milwaukee, Kenosha area. I'll definitely not be visiting in the winter months, however, because I see it's not a balmy 32, but it is snowing right now. So
also, people, if this is your first time calling in, don't be a stranger.
No.
Call in, you know, in the future when you have something to say, something to contribute. We'd love to hear from you. All right. So, and by the way, the number is
612-440-1984.
Probably get that in, too. All right. Next caller is up, waiting, on hold. Here we go.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Keith Jacobson from Grand Rapids, Michigan, where, of course, things are grand. I guess another year and decade is in the books. 2019 was another banner year for music. There were a lot of grand releases this year again. Apologies to many who didn't make my coveted list. Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, Vampire Weekend, and His Golden Messenger all had outstanding releases, but I narrowed it down to three albums. Better Oblivion Community Center's self-titled release, Conor Oberst and Phoebe Bridgers really surprised us with this collaboration at the beginning of the year. And Orange vinyl this came out on looks and sounds so good on my turntable. Another outstanding album this past year was Orville Peck's Pony. His Roy Rogers meets Roy Orbison take on New Country was outstanding. Sturgill Simpson with Sound and Fury. Sturgill completing a total reinvention of his sound, and this one goes to 11 as a rocker, mostly recorded at the McGuire Motor Inn in Waterford, Michigan. But my favorite album has to be Josh Ritter's Fever Breaks. I'm a sucker for a singer-songwriter. This is his 10th album released over a 20-year career. He brought in Jason Isbell to produce this album and the 400 Unit to be his backing band. Josh has always been an introspective songwriter, and here he delves into the current political climate along with some personal demons. Outstanding tracks from it are Old Black Magic, Losing Battles, and my personal favorite, the kind of funny, I Still Love You, Now and Then. I do have a couple of New Year's resolutions. I resolute that this is the year that Echo Park Jimmy comes around to Wilco. I'm also hoping this is the year that Wingtip Slope plays the Rise stage at Riot Fest in Chicago next summer. But my final resolution is to buy more vinyl and put an addition on the house to hold it. Thanks for everything you two do to bring a very entertaining show every day to the masses. And a big shout out to the interns. Thanks again, Jim and Patrick. Happy New Year.
People love the interns.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Great. They are pretty adorable.
That's great. Also, I like Keith's way of thinking here. When people ask me each year, you know, what are your New Year's resolutions? I always say I have new resolutions for other people.
That's right. That's beautiful.
And I like to hand those out.
I totally 1,000% agree with two of Keith's resolutions. I don't really care if EPJ likes Wilco or not, but I definitely want to play at Riot Fest.
Addition
for more vinyl would be great. And Slowed at Riot Fest, let's make it happen.
Okay.
Keith, if you can pull some strings. And of course, Grand Rapids is the home office, more or less, of Rock in the Suburbs.
It's our spiritual center, right? Show.
Where our Hall of Fame will be if we ever create.
That's right. So you heard Orville Peck mentioned again.
Again?
Right?
Man.
Definitely rising to the top. But his favorite was Josh Ritter, yep. Fever Breaks. I got to admit, I know a lot of people really love Josh Ritter. Yeah. I'm not that familiar with his stuff. It's Americana
Same
act,
here.
Right?
I know he's been around for a long time, but I really just don't know that much about him.
So let's hear Keith's favorite song, which is I Still Love You, parentheses, Now and Then.
The gal
say that you're doing well, living down in Arkansas. Got a family now, they tell, the old days never called to you. Me, I'm working for the man, but he ain't got the best of me. But I have friends and I have plans, someone's got the rest of me. I still love you now and then, love you now and then when I think of you. I still love you now and then, I love you now and then, I still love you now and then.
All right, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Like putting on an old pair of blue jeans. You just kind of fit right into it, and it feels very comfortable and familiar and very nice.
Yeah, great pick. Thank you, Keith, for that. And I need to get more familiar with the works of Josh Ritter.
Totally. And I will say, Keith mentioned Better Oblivion Community Center and Sturgill Simpson. I haven't heard much about those so far, interesting. Yeah,
I think, according to my calculations, I think we might hear more about Sturgill Simpson later, but okay. I'm not sure about the Better Oblivion Community Center.
Yeah.
That was really impressive record that just sort of came out of nowhere, right?
It was, yeah. I mean, well, those two singer-songwriters are kind of amazing in that they just can kind of crank out anything. Like Connor Oberst.
Yeah.
The guy, I don't know, like, you sit him down and just make me a song, and he'll do it. And, you know, it's just kind of amazing.
I mean, he can definitely crank it out, and that record had some really good songs. It was one of those ones that came out really early in the year, so you kind of sort of forget about it.
That's right.
You
know. And Phoebe Bridgers is like, how many, you know, she's a newcomer.
I know.
But, man, she's amazing. Yeah. Like, she really...
Because she's also in that Boy Genius
group,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, her own solo work, and she really is amazing. She's an amazing young talent.
Yeah. Did you hear the Christmas song that she put out last year? So good.
No,
oh my God.
I don't think so.
Yes, I did. Yes, I know what you're talking about. She's really great.
I digress.
Yeah. But I also hear that there's some new Bright Eyes coming out this year.
Yeah, interesting. Heard that. That's like cool. They're reforming. Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's always good news.
I'll tell you a funny story. Saddle Creek had a sale going this year.
Okay.
And I saw Bright Eyes Studio Albums box set.
Yes.
And I'm like, sweet. Purchased it. A month later, I realized I only purchased the digital download.
Oh, no.
So you're like waiting for it to come?
For your records to show up.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
Oh, boy.
And then I was like, should I try to rectify this? Nah. I love Saddle Creek. I'll just give them my money.
That's funny. Well, did you do the download at least?
I did, but, you know, I can do that for free.
Right. That's really funny.
So Saddle Creek, of course, Connor Oberst's label that he runs, right?
Mm-hmm. Omaha.
They have one of my favorite artists of this last year on Saddle Creek. That would be Steph Chura.
Ah. Steph Chura. Yeah,
very
she's
cool.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Black Belt, Eagle Scout, Ada Lee. Man, there's a bunch of really good releases from them this year.
Great stuff.
Great year.
All right, I'm going to move on to the next call here. Okay. This one has multiple picks as well.
Hey, guys. Tom Neuerberg out here in California. Want to wish everyone of the Rock in the Suburbs family a happy new year. Hopefully 2020 will bring even more great music to all of us. Going to give you a quick rundown on my top albums and songs of the year. I'll try to be quick. Top albums. I kind of had a tie for number one this year. Two very different albums. One is Bruce Springsteen's Western Stars. The other is Black Star Riders, Another State of Grace. I'm going to go ahead and give the nod to Bruce because I just really think this album was just such a great comeback for him. I think it's the best thing he's put out in years, from top to bottom. I mean, the last 3-4 albums he's put out, I mean, they all have great songs on it, but they also have some filler, and I'm not a real big fan of that twangy country voice he's been singing in the last few years. So it was really great to hear him on Western Stars. He just sings so good on it. And then Black Star Riders, some of you may know, I'm a huge Thin Lizzy fan, my favorite band of all time. Black Star Riders is an offshoot of the surviving members of Thin Lizzy, and I just think they're one of the only bands out there today that are still making just good, hard rock. not metal, not punk. I mean, I would think of like a same style as someone like the Foo Fighters, just good hard rock. And every album they put out, they're getting better and better. So the latest one was really good. Coming up in a close third is Pete Yorn and his album Caretakers. I'll talk about that again when I start talking about the songs of the year. Okay, some other albums real quick. Guided by Voices, Zeppelin Over China, Jenny Lewis On the Line, The National, I Am Easy to Find, New Pornographers, In the Morse Code of Brake Lights, and also Broken Social Scene. They put out two EPs way back in February. It's called Let's Try the After, Volume 1 and 2. Two EPs, put them together, it's like one album. And I love those guys, and there's some real good stuff on that. Okay, now let's quickly go to my favorite songs of the year. And I would have to say my favorite song of the year is Calm Down by Pete Yorn. I have been listening to that thing nonstop since it came out, I think in September. And oh my God, talk about perfect pop. That it is just, it's like candy to my ears. Pete Yorn, Calm Down. Some other great songs this year. Maggie Rogers, Keep the Light On.
Told you I was terrified for days. Thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it. Tried to slow it all down. Crying in the bathroom. Had to figure it out. With everyone around me saying, you must be so happy now. Oh, keep preaching.
I loved Weezer's version of Africa. Hey, sue me, but I liked it. A band called The Middle Kids, a song called Real Thing. Really liked Black Keys' song Low High. I was a little disappointed with the last Bon Iver album, but the song Hey Ma, really dig that. Boy and Bear, they're always solid. I love the song Hold Your Nerve off their last album. And that whole album is really good too. Guided by Voices, the song Your Lights Are Out. Great tune. Wilco did a song called Everybody Hides. Love that. And then here's probably one of the biggest shockers. In addition to the what you might term a comeback for Bruce Springsteen, who would have ever thought that in the year 2019, one of my favorite songs of the year would be by The Who? Song called Street Song off their album that just came out about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. Good stuff. Looking forward to the new year. Jim and Patrick, thanks for all you do. And it's really great being part of this community of all of us suburb rockers. Thanks. Bye.
All right. We'd love to hear from Tom Neuberg.
It is so great to hear from Tom. We've known him for pretty much as long as we've been podcasting.
Yeah.
So first bonded over Thin Lizzy, and it's always great to hear from him and know he's doing well out there in California. He's a great dude. He listens to a lot of music and goes to
obviously
a lot of shows. Yeah, I know.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
He really, really does. He's a great man. So thanks, Tom, and hope all is great for you in the new year as well.
So there was a lot there. That's his favorite song of the year, the Pete Yorn song, Calm Down.
There's a memory and
All right, there you go.
Very cool. Yeah, I like that.
Very, very cool.
Solid.
I've not kept up with Pete Yorn much over the years, but I will say that that one album was like Songs for the Morning After. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was called?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great album. Yep. And that's been like probably almost 20 years now. But Music for the Morning After, that's
Music
what it was called.
Music for the Morning After, that's his debut. Yeah.
I love that record.
About 20 years ago. Yeah, totally. And Pete Yorn is weird. I don't know. You ever have this thing where you think someone's English, but they're not? I have that with him, and I don't know why, but he's actually from New Jersey. So I have to remind myself he's American. I don't know why. Not that it matters, you know. I hate the English and Americans equally. So it doesn't matter. A couple quick things I'll say, too, about Tom's list.
Yeah.
When I was listening here, we know he's a big supporter of Thin Lizzy, Black Star Riders. It's cool that, you know, a lot of those guys are still doing music. But he mentioned Guided by Voices twice. I'm wondering, if anyone out there knows this, let me know. Has anyone ever, like, designed a major in college around Guided by Voices or, like, written a thesis on it? Don't you think you could do it?
Totally.
There's 100 or more albums. You could write an entire doctorate degree
on
Pollard, man.
It's really something. It will be studied for generations, I think, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So much to take.
Totally is amazing. So if anybody's done that or is thinking about doing it, let me know.
So it's funny. We talked about this before. It came up with another call earlier. Yep. That Guided by Voices put out 3 albums in 2019. I just read the other day that there's like another one planned coming out.
Unbelievable.
You know, very soon. It's like one per season, I think, right?
It's really, really amazing. Yeah.
But Robert Pollard also very influenced by The Who.
Totally.
And, you know, we talked about this before, too, mm-hmm. that Who album is surprisingly good.
Yeah, it's actually got some really good songs on it. And, you know, who would have thought that one?
Yeah, he's
absolutely
right.
Like Tom said, yeah, totally right. Haven't heard a lot about Jenny Lewis, but she definitely put out a very good album.
I love Jenny Lewis.
Saw it on a lot of lists.
Big fan.
Yeah, big fan.
For sure.
Ringo played on that record.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. Well, how cool is that?
Yeah.
I also got to say, I love the song, the album title of the new Pornographers album. I think the Morse code of brake lights. Anybody who commutes a lot.
I love those guys too.
Yeah. It's such a great title. Yeah. And it really is. Love it.
There's some really good songs on that record. Yeah. As usual for them.
Always.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks to everyone who calls.
Tom.
We so appreciate it. And we're going to keep this going, right?
Sure are. Rolling into 2020.
Rolling.
So tomorrow, we're going to hear from a couple of callers.
Cool.
One is a short call. One's a much longer call.
All right.
I think you guys are really going to like both of these.
Okay.
But then we also have in studio.
Can't wait.
A 2019 favorite pick. Okay.
Do.
Yeah.
We do, Mr. Bradford Mailer.
It's from Shadow.
That's right.
I'm going to share what Shadow told me.
That's right. What Shadow told me.
Because I'm a dog whisperer.
That's right. Among other things.
Do you have a dog?
No.
No.
No, but when I'm around them,
but
I can tell what they're thinking.
You must like dogs.
I've been known to talk to dogs.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay. All right, let's get out of here with that.
Sounds good.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Brad Meany.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I'd bless the rains down in Africa. Take some time to do the things we never had.
Hey, that's a backpack. Get out of there.
And Patrick's watching the dog as he sniffs around.
I think he's smelling my dogs in my backpack.
Yeah. Shadow, come on.
Is Harry Truman in Heat?
I hope not. Be bad for everybody.
It would be.
That's the name of my new band, by the way.